different experience I've got to say is that one on the verses, I think must provide for it, that provides clarity that all the stars or whatever we say is that what then becomes a consequence. Is there anybody that can respond from the leadership of Home Affairs on all four issues raised? But I think one of the fourth one of clause 19, I think that one was killed long ago. Not that it was killed because you raised it, because we appreciate that when you were making your presentation, you based on the original bill. But already, I think we have moved a little bit of miles in front, and then we have already killed 18 and 19 and collapsed one. Can we get responses on the other three? Although that there may have been some sort of little bit of clarity that has been provided. It is problematic, you know, with the interministerial committee, that we may end up putting the whole cabinet in there and make it actually dysfunctional.
Chair, before you respond, can I just on that point, I agree with you that I think that that C provides for additions. I don't feel very strongly about it, but I just wanted to get your response about you put in trade and industry one or the other. But what just come to mind as well, based on the last comment and the second to last comment that you made, is, this committee might, the cabinet might decide to reduce it to four ministers.
Yeah.
But this thing says it must be those people. So it's just something that came to mind at the moment, that you might want to put in an option where you could actually reduce it if there is a need. Because right now it's saying it must be those people, which I agree with, but there might be the need at some stage to actually reduce it to five people.
Yeah, those are very relevant. Yeah, I'm sure maybe the DG and the other officers may assist us. Whether it is a normal course that we're speaking about the president establishing the interministerial committee and providing for the further appointment or calling for further ministers to attend, but is the reverse automatic? And then if it is not automatic legally, then it must be assisted to provide for that.
On that clause number three, to say that if like, we put them like that, it means they must be.
Then doesn't give an option for president to say I reduce it. So where can we?
Even the sub clause that we currently have at the moment, we are talking about the IMCC itself inviting ministers and other officers. But does it talk to the president appointing ministers to include in the IMCC? It doesn't. Can you provide for that and the opposite of it? A to and fro clause. And then also, can you just respond to the question of the vetting? Although that I'm also supportive to that particular view, that there must be clarity if a person is not doesn't pass the vetting. What happened?
That's something we'll look at that as well as the drafting go back, because I agree with that the issue about that Honourable Hussain has mentioned there, to make provision where you indicate that if a person does not pass the security clearance or the vetting, what happens in that regard? Can you appoint such a person? But we'll just have to see how it fits into the bill. I don't want to be shooting from the hip here, but I think you can make provision for that, but we'll just need to see how it ties in with the rest of the bill as well. Okay, with regard to clause 18, obviously that's been dealt with, the powers of entry and search. The issue about the detained persons that was mentioned, if you look at clause 22.2b, remember there are different departments, different stakeholders, and they all have different pieces of legislation. So if you're going to say within 48 hours, there might be other pieces of legislation that indicate something else. So if all the legislation indicates 48 hours, it will be within 48 hours. If there's something else that indicates you need to, within 10 hours or 15 hours, do A, B, C, D, you need to be able to do that. So you don't want to commit yourself to a specific time frame, but commit you to the relevant pieces of legislation that is in operation in this regard, that regulates the specific area. Hence, if you look at 22.2b, it says, deliver the object seized in a manner and to a place or relevant organ of state as required by the relevant legislation. In other words, the legislation that pertains to that specific issue would indicate to you how do you deliver it, where do you take it to, how long do you need to, do you have to do it, etc. Chair, we've taken on board obviously the issue about the Interministerial Consultative Committee. We'll look at that as well, where you indicate the to and the fro.
Yeah, I just have to perform. And then, if you have not performed, you can only hear from Hussein. Honorable Hussein, did you cover some of the things that you have?
Yeah, I'm just a little bit uncertain about the part around the detention. I mean, maybe you must just reflect on it a bit and get back. I remember clearly the DJ's response about in this particular instance where you might arrest a person without the necessary documentation, an illegal immigrant, immediately in the process of deporting him. So that was the intention of it. I guess I got that part. But the explanation still doesn't satisfy the question that I raised around, surely that must be done in line with certain provisions. I get it that there might be other pieces of legislation, but I worry that this thing might not might be in conflict with existing legislation if it's written like that. And I might be wrong, but it's something I think you might want to look at. Because it says just, you know, within any reason. What does it say? Sorry. I think it's the confusion is around the time period by which you must bring the person to the police station. That was the issue.
Okay. All right. Now, let's escalate your challenge, Honorable Hussein, into our shop steward. Before we go there.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to refer the member to the Constitution, Section 35. So the time is set out. It says everyone who's arrested for allegedly committing an offence has the right to be brought before a court as soon as reasonably possible, but no later than 48 hours after the arrest or the end of the first court day after the expiry of the 48 hours, if that expires outside ordinary court hours. So it does say as soon as reasonably possible, but up to 48 hours, except if it's outside court hours. Mm-hmm. And our courts have looked at this issue of what's reasonable. And there's a case called Prince Lu, which is a decision of the Supreme Court of Appeal, where an officer had unnecessarily detained a person even within the 48 hours. He had waited till the last moment within the 48 hours to go to court. And our court said that's not what the Constitution envisions. Our Constitution says as soon as reasonably possible. So as soon as you get someone, you must make all your efforts to take them to the police station. 48 hours is that cut off time. So if we put in any other additional time frames, you know, we've already got it set out in the Constitution, so it may create a bit of confusion.
Okay, so that means that our provision that we have is either we capture exactly as it is, or we make reference, appropriate reference. Advocate Asbjörn?
Thank you. Yes, I was also going to refer the committee to Section 35.
Okay.
So to say that there's an option, we can either word it to say as soon as reasonably possible, but not later than 48 hours, or we can say subject to Section 35, 1D of the Constitution, and be very specific. So if we want to really bring in the 48 hours, we can. And otherwise, we can just be wide and say subject to this section.
It may be better to make reference so that we don't just simply repeat and repeat things. Will that make your life easier?
I think that's perfect.
That's perfect. Okay. Now, Thank you very much. And going maybe around, and then when are we going to have now a reasonably finalized, you call it what, A-list? Yes, a finalized A-list. Can you have an engagement after this particular meeting, and then and ensure that by tomorrow 9 o'clock, then we have got some sort of a clear document, especially with those two clauses and the cross references, the improvements, the object, if there is any improvements of 37 on the regulations. Is it possible? Because it looks like others, I think they are already thinking about a flight back. can you have an engagement, I think, and just see how you can assist each other? The state law, the parliamentary legal service, and the department, just to have some sort of a little discussion after this meeting, and then with the purposes of actually enhancing the completion of these things, then at least we know that we will be sitting waiting for a confirmation of one clause only.
Then we have time to draft.
Yeah. No, the A list. Yes. Okay. All right, and then probably let's then improve the time limit, and then we say by tomorrow afternoon, and when we start hearing whether we have got a lot of money, and then to spend, and then we should be having this particular document close to finish as well. By the afternoon, 3 o'clock, at least we must be. But that doesn't stop you meeting now, especially for those that need to travel back to Pretoria, so that the preparations of finalizing it has been consulted. Okay? And then, John, what's your view?
That's fine, Chair. We will also engage between all the legal people. We will engage and we'll come up with a document. I would take it that, Chair, we want to meet again next week to finalize the A-list, to go through the A-list clause by clause. I don't want to put it to you. I'm just asking a question.
Yeah, it's, that's why I'm saying is that it is almost dependent on what the Deputy President will say. And we're just holding our thumbs that we had some sort of a decision by Thursday evening or Friday morning. And that would actually tell us that what is that should happen on Tuesday. Yes. But I mean, it's the more we finish here, the more it empowers me to communicate to him and say, everything is done. You're holding us. And then possibly may then on the basis of that, hold a meeting on Sunday with the two ministers and resolve. You see. So we just want to be able to send that message that we have done what we're supposed to do. Even that particular clause, we have done what we're supposed to do, we have finished, actually. But, I mean, it's just that we just expect that process to assist us with those that have got different views. And then, but if they get to a different conclusion, then they will just have to convince us. Yes. Convince us why the other way is the correct route. And then we should be able to finalize the bill. And thank you very much. And I did want to deal with minutes, but now it looks like my quorum is depleted big time. And we postpone the minutes. Okay. And then, honorable members, is that... Now, can I still get some order in the house? Because I've not been fired yet. Yes. Honorable members, I think we made a lot of hard copies of the minutes. And then when we come back, definitely on Tuesday, we are going to dispense the minutes. But you're not going to have a new copy.
Why can't you keep them?
Yeah, keep them. No, but you need to read them, and so that on Tuesday you just simply say agreed, and then we finish. And then whatever the challenges you raise all those challenges. Can we bring those copies next week Tuesday as is? Thank you very much. And then I think this brings us to the end then of this particular meeting. I do appreciate all of you. Thank you.